This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
They've had a FOMO, right?
I have, fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out, and that can sometimes drive your behaviour to become bigger, better, more, maybe even burn yourself out, unfortunately, with the fear of missing out.
You can drive yourself insane.
Feel sad and depressed and sad and lonely. But now there's a new one.
Oh, gosh.
That's what we need, another four-letter acronym to drive our lives, and this is FOBO.
FOBO.
Fear of...
butts.
Fear of body odour, fear of...
No. Yes.
Is fear of better options.
Oh.
So this is where you get stuck in those loop of indecision where you can't make a decision because you don't want to commit to something because a better thing might be around the corner.
Yes.
Look, I can relate to this. It's like when you go out into a food court at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, I can't quickly and easily make a decision. I need to actually go around to every single option. So often I say to Anthony,
well, you're making an informed decision.
You take the you get a table, you grab the table.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for a bit of a reconnoiter. We've got a bit of a loop around.
Yes.
And see what I can find. Invariably, I have to do two loops. Because I don't want to miss out.
You want to weigh up your options.
I want to see what the better option is.
A very well-informed decision and then pick what's happening. Well, sometimes I am very, very indecisive and I can be the same, but sometimes I just go, right, I like limited options and just go, no, this.
Just one or two.
I have on this. I'm having a baked potato. Done.
Yeah.
But I think the fear of better options, you've just perfectly described how I feel about the whole dating landscape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because no one wants to commit to anyone or anything. No one wants to work on anything or anyone, you know, a relationship or a person.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, they were nice, but their hair's a bit weird, you know. And then, like, they just want someone else to come along, you know, more fish in the sea.
It's not just being fussy, it's now being FOBO.
Well, it's the same thing. They're just like, oh, no, there's something else going on. There's always something else. What's the next best thing?
That sounds exhausting. You know?
Well, that's why I don't partake in it. It is exhausting.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
But apparently it's part of human beings are wired to optimise and we're always looking for the best things we can do. It's like survival of the fittest.
Yeah, because we have too many options.
Too many options.
We've got 1,000 different apps that can bring us food at our doorstep.
Yeah, no, right.
Or when we're on our streaming services.
Yes.
How long does it take you to pick something to watch?
Oh, a while.
Yeah.
And then I've got a list of things that I want to watch.
And now it's already 9:30 and you're like, well, I've got to go to bed.
I've got to go to bed. I'm exhausted.
I mean, not me. I go to bed at 1. Doesn't matter. But yeah, too many options, I think. I think we're spoilt.
Oh.
And our brains are overworked and we're all going to melt into the sun.
Well, that's cheerful. There you go.
It's just too many things to worry about. You need to just be decisive, be assertive, pick something and go with it, and back yourself.
Back yourself, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had a message in on 0427JOY949, and it's Brad from Marvellous Melbourne.
Brad, hello.
Hello. And he's wanted to say, there's also JOMO. Have you heard of JOMO?
JOMO.
JOMO.
Jacqueline, oh my, oh.
No, that
wasn't funny. Close. Take the ground away.
No. It is joy of missing out.
Oh, see, embracing it.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. Be happy, you know, where you are and who you are and just be like, yep, I've chosen to have a chicken schnitzel roll and that's good.
Or when you had the pulled pork taco a couple of months back.
Oh, yes. And
I was very happy to miss out on that.
Because I got food poisoning.
You did.
Thank you.
So joy of missing out.
Yeah, just being happy where you stand. Because sometimes I think social media does make us feel a little bit mofo-y, fobo-y, JOMO-y,
well, this is
Coco Jumbo-y.
Well, it's like with Christmas. Sometimes people, around Christmas time, people can feel, you know, social isolation and their fear of missing out.
Hmm.
But sometimes I get a bit of JOMO around Christmas as well. When I don't have to, because my folks are all over in Perth, so I'm not going home to Perth for Christmas, so I'm going to miss out on the whole family lunch.
And that sounds like a good thing.
Oh, it's JOMO. It's
JOMO.
And I love my family, don't get me wrong, JOMO. But it's just, sometimes it's just nice.
Christmas is a lot.
Have some quiet time.
Mm.
Yes. So let us know, do you experience JOMO or FOMO? And if you do, what ticks the box for you?
Yeah. You know, sometimes Dean has a dilemma. He's like, oh, look at me. Oh, I've got a loving partner and a dog. Anyway,
What's your dilemma? You got a dilemma?
Well, it's the same thing as dating, isn't it?
Can you share your dilemma with us?
I'll be quite tight-lipped because that's good radio. Of course, can I talk? Yes, I can.
Can you talk about yourself?
Yeah. Oh, not only sometimes.
When the microphones are on.
Yes, thank you. And when they're off, Dean's give me a break. Let me listen to the song, please. So, dating dilemmas, Dean.
Dating dilemmas.
Dating dilemmas, Dean. Oh, that sounds good. So I went on a date. I did it. I don't often do it. And you know what? It was fine.
It was fine?
It was pretty good. We're both a little bit jazzed. We're both a bit, you know, a bit nervous energy.
Yeah.
But getting on pretty well, quite interesting. And I just thought, oh, I'm not, you know, jumping over the table to have a big fat smooch. But I'm like, this person's interesting. I might want to, I'm definitely up for a second date.
Your interest was piqued.
It was just kind of like, you know, but sometimes you get a real, normally I'm a very passionate person. So I'd be like, oh my God, this person's so interesting. I need to see them. I'm kind of like, oh, let's give them another go. Let's have a second date. And we're having, you know, having a pretty good time. And then it gets to 9:30 on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to go to work on Monday. I need to leave. And I thought, yeah, we should go to another bar. He's like, no, I need to go to work now. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry, work early tomorrow. I need to leave now. 9:30 on a Sunday, which, Dean, is a time that I usually go out because I'm a night owl. I am a lady of the night. We know this.
Well, careful.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, what are you going to do? So that my dilemma is, Dean. Mm-hmm. They're not Dean.
Yeah.
Dean.
Yes, Dean. I'm listening.
My dilemma is...
What's your dilemma, Jack?
Well...
Jack?
He...
Jack?
Thank you. I've gone, let me check my tram, because the tram was just next door, and that's how I was getting home. Takes me right to my door.
Yes.
And I've gone, oh, gosh, hang on, my tram's off for 22 minutes. I'm just going to stay in the bar, have another drink, and wait for the tram.
Right.
And he goes, oh, are you sure? And I've gone, well, yeah, I'm not going to... It's a little bit cold outside, and I'm just going to wait in here. I'm not going to wait outside. I'm going to wait for the tram. He's like, oh, okay, then we'll love to meet you, you know, see you again and whatever. Goodbye. And he went.
And he's left you.
He didn't wait.
Didn't wait. He's left you there.
But he wasn't going to take public transport either. He was getting a ride share.
So he could have.
So he could have just waited 15 minutes, nay, 13 minutes.
Yes.
And then walked me to my tram stop. We could have had a smooch. Is that not bizarre?
Yes. That. Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's that.
One.
Well, there's more.
I thought, you know what? Forgivable. Maybe he was just so intoxicated with my brilliance.
Maybe you're a little bit intimidated. Maybe.
I just vomited in my own mouth then.
Yeah.
But, you know, a bit of nerves. Forgivable.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you normally do? You always do it to me because you're a very good person.
Yeah.
When we, you know, when you're out with someone late at night, you always send a follow-up text.
Did you get home okay?
How'd you get home? You do that to me all the time, and I very much appreciate it because it makes me feel loved and seen. He didn't do it.
Oh.
He never followed up.
So not only did he abandon you at the train stop, he then didn't actually follow up to make sure you're alive and kicking later on.
No. And normally I'm not afraid to make the first move. Normally I would, but I'm like, that's weird. Also, I did not get home well because I was distracted.
Yeah, what happened?
I was looking down. Yeah. I looked up and I was all the way in Reservoir. I missed my stop by about 3 or 4 stops.
Oh, no.
No tram because it was Sunday night. No tram for 30 minutes in the next direction.
Did you get distracted by your Candy Crush?
I was Candy Crushing,
candy
baby.
Crushing. Oh.
And I was just texting everyone going, can you believe we didn't bloody wait? What the hell? Because I'm cute like that. And then I had to walk home in my heels. That's right. I put heels on 15 minutes in the cold.
That's not a very good date at all.
No. So, and then nothing from him since.
So you're not going to see him again?
Well, how can I? He ceased to exist.
He's dead to me.
It's a bit strange,
that
no?
Is strange,
you
isn't
always
it?
Send a follow up text, no matter if you just met them or if, you know, interest or whatever, just this common courtesy.
Maybe he lost your number. Does that happen?
No, we haven't got numbers. We're on Instagram, babe.
Oh, you kids.
And then didn't wait. Why didn't he wait?
Now you're gonna share a bit of a secret.
I am gonna share a secret. Are
I
you
have
ready?
A secret between you and me, but are you gonna tell everybody?
I know. I'm sorry. No. This is bigger than the both of us.
It's that big. You're really building it up.
No, because before you were just like, oh, I wouldn't say that, Jack, and that's pretty demoralising. I'm like, I know, it's funny, though.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, just to back that up, just a little short little story. I was yelling about something with my housemate, but like joke yelling, but also I'm like, am I being crazy? And my housemate goes, yes, but you're very funny. And I'm like, thank you. Anything for a laugh. It's an illness, really. So I was at my friend's house. And we had some champagne to celebrate me getting that grant from the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It was
the
very lovely.
Grant, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
And they had their gorgeous little daughter who's almost 3 there.
Oh, nice.
And she's like, what are you drinking? And I said something like, spicy bubbles. Just quite cute. And she's great. We get along really well. We're playing with dollies or whatever we're doing, hiding. She's very imaginative and we're having a play.
Yes.
And then she turns around to my friend, who was her mother.
Yes.
And she points at me and the little girl goes... Whose mummy is she? To which my friend, her mother, says, oh, sweetheart, Jacqueline's nobody's mummy.
Oh, no!
Isn't that brutal? Like, it was... And then she, my friend, because we've been friends since high school, so a very long time.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm sorry, babe. I'm like, no, it's fine. I mean, can I have another glass? Yeah, thanks. No, it's fine. I'm not. Like, it really hit me in the feels. Oh, but it's funny, right?
The mouth of babes.
Right?
It's true. Oh, no.
It's funny, right, Jane?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.